There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Keith, you ready for a little political talk?
I'm ready. Oh, you know, it's my specialty. That's what people tune in for me for.
It's amazing. I actually respect Wiggy. Wiggy's like...
It's over.
Wiggy's like already moved on.
Yeah, he's like, it's over. It's not even a topic. He was trying to explain to me how it's not even a story anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I mean, it's still kind of a story. He's like, yeah, it's over. I'm like, well, yeah, it's over. But I'm like, do you just, when the game is over, when the Patriots are done, do you not talk about that game for like a whole week straight?
No, we come in after Patriots.
We talk about Patriots.
And the next day we go.
That is the story.
Let's do wall-to-wall Red Sox. That's what we do.
Because that makes perfect sense. Biggest story in the country is a big story. And we're not going to spend all day on it or anything like that, but that was a hot take, I would say, by Wiggy to say it's not even a story.
No, I'm saying I respect somebody who's just like,
no.
I can just move on so quickly.
Yeah.
I don't care. Did I win? Did I lose? Doesn't matter. I'm just on to the next one. Hey, there's another election in 4 years.
Four years.
I guess I'll watch some coverage then.
Talk to me in 4 years.
And like, trust me, I am no politico. I am not like a political junkie whatsoever. I love watching the election.
I'm the same way. It's like the Olympics. It's literally like the Olympics, where like I wouldn't watch a regulation.
It's better than the Olympics. I know you love the Olympics over there.
But like, I'm not going to watch track and field or curling any other time. But then if it's the Olympics, I'm like, oh.
You're like,
can I sit down and there I
wait
go.
Wait a minute. Cobb County?
I literally didn't know.
Hang on. Montgomery County? Yeah, go on.
What were the results in 2016?
Yeah, hang on.
Fulton County.
No, put Erie County up there again,
yes,
please.
Finally. Like, no, I'm with you on that. And I love the whole breakdown of it, because it is very NFL, NBA draft-like, where you have all these stats flying by, tickers, all these different correspondents. But like, to your point about not being super into it year-round, I didn't know where CNN, Fox News, MSNBC even were on my thing. I had to talk into the microphone.
That's exactly what I had to do. Yeah, I'm like, MSNBC. I had to say into the microphone because
right.
I couldn't find it.
I could find
all the other ones. I had to say into
ESPN,
my remote.
I'm like, where is this?
I had to say into my remote, MSNBC.
Right.
I had to say that.
And I think
it was in the 900s.
So I bounced around all three. I don't even know. I didn't go far enough.
I made it to the top of the 800s. I'm like, where the hell's this channel? MSNBC.
So I'm bouncing around, right? And I'm looking at it. I'm trying to find the best spot. And I'll tell you where I ended up landing.
Where's that?
CNN. I think they had the best looking graphics. Before everyone goes, oh, that's because you like whatever. No, it looked the best. I think the font size, the map was very clear.
Yep.
MSNBC, to me, I didn't like the look of it as much. I also think Kornacki might be reading his own press clippings a little bit.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I don't think he was as strong.
I think he's a little too wonky, too.
Yeah, like King, I don't need it.
King keeps a little more surface level.
Yep.
Kornacki's a little too wonky.
And then
he's breathing real. He's like, it's like watching Orlovsky
yeah.
on the telestrate. It's like, Orlovsky, that's not a workout.
And it was like,
this is not an aerobic exercise.
No,
like Kornacki he's a little too physical with it.
And it was like 8:30 and he's got no jacket on. Like
yeah.
He's already like, oh, he's
that's
like
what
casual.
I'm saying. He's sweating.
John King's buttoned up.
Oh yeah.
He also was the speaker at my Hobart graduation.
You know what?
Very random.
I want to say he was the speaker at my cousin's graduation from URI.
He's good. He's a good speaker.
Guys on the speaking circuit.
I don't remember what he said. I was hungover, yeah. But he had a lot to say.
This is not. I'm with you. This is not a political thing. I watched probably six networks last night.
Yeah.
MSNBC, Fox News, ABC, CBS, NBC,
Tubi, Pluto.
What else am I missing?
What else?
Jerry After Dark. Or what was his? What was the barstool?
Oh, that was actually hilarious. Jersey Jerry has the Jerry News Network, JNN. That was actually fun. I at least saw the clips of it, but it was hilarious. He was doing. He had a map up there and everything.
Well, I saw one clip where he was the king of transitions. He went from
talking about immigration.
Yeah,
right? Well, he went from like
they were breaking down like whatever vote to just like let's talk about immigration.
Let's talk about immigration.
So I was watching JNN.
So that was funny.
I was watching everything last night, Keith.
Yeah,
I got a little tired of hearing about the circles from John King, But other than that, I didn't have any criticism.
Circles didn't really pan out for him.
No.
He was hyping up these
circles.
There's
a lot of blue circles. There's a lot of votes. It's like, I got it, John. Like, I get the circles.
Like
it's not.
Seems like it's over.
I don't need to hear about the circles every 2 seconds, John.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy on Fox, Bill, they called his board the Billboard, which I liked.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like he didn't know how to use it. He needed a few more reps on that thing before they rolled him out on the big time last night.
I agree.
This is also not a political commentary. I was watching a Fox News coverage.
Yeah.
I think they did a pretty good job with the coverage. I didn't think he understood the board.
Every time
he struggled with the board.
Every time I went to Fox News, they didn't even have the board. They had a 10-person table.
That's true.
Where a lot of diversity there too, but it was a 10-person table, yep. Like it was a Super Bowl pregame show.
That's what this is.
And yeah, it is. And that's what it should be. Like yeah. You get all hands on deck. You don't take this night off. Like you were waiting for this. So then I ended up just going back and forth to, because I like a map. I like percentages. I like
how are you doing compared to 2020?
Yeah, what was Biden doing? I also loved when they would go back to the, I think it was the 2016 election, because they're like, hey, that's not good enough. Let's go back 8 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Gary Johnson getting all the love. That guy who came in third place.
I like when RFK was getting votes. I'm like, how's he? He's still on a ballot?
He was on in Minnesota. That was pretty controversial.
Wisconsin?
One of them.
Yeah.
And then he was hanging out with Trump, though, last night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He and Dana White.
He's on the ballot.
He is on the ballot in some states. And then he's like, I got to get off the ballot.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think you have to worry about it. I don't think you're going to get a tremendous amount of tremendous amount of votes.
My gripe with ABC, I swear to God, every time I went to ABC, it was a commercial.
I feel like the other ones never had commercials.
No.
I feel like they went commercial free almost.
Anytime I flipped over, I'm like, let me see Muir squint at somebody with a serious newsman face. Let me go see David
business.
Muir. Guy means business. Let me go check him out. Every single time I went there, commercial. I did not watch ABC because I think they only ran commercials.
Yeah, that was weird. They knew people were going to be tuning in, but I think you had to go to other places. But the real key of it was, I don't know if you followed any of this like on Twitter, but it was the betting lines. It all goes back to betting. And so early on, I was talking about with Lanny. You weren't looking at this?
Well, I did look at it, but if you were looking at it in 2020, it did not hold up.
No, that's true.
2016, the betting lines were very predictive.
But then I ignored them
last night because they were so wrong in 2020.
Okay, but they were changing. And so at one point,
heavy for Trump.
Yeah, it was like minus 110 to begin the night, Bill, or something like that.
Just kept growing and growing.
But then
I think when it topped off, it was like minus 1800 or something like that.
Oh, I saw it. I saw it before I went to bed at -2500 or something like that.
Yeah, and I was going to say, so even when some of the networks were still trying to talk about, well, let's wait and see like what happens with Pennsylvania. It's like, the betting sites are now at like -1800. Probably go to bed.
Oh, Britt Hume was talking. He was going on and on about the betting sites.
Yeah, you got to find. Oh, was he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, Britt, calm down over there. He's like, oh, his voice is spectacular.
Yeah, these are a lot of characters. For us, like swooping in, this is like non-football people like seeing like Mel Kiper for the first time.
They're like, what's the deal with this hair?
Who's this guy? Yeah. Who's Sam the Eagle here? What is this guy's story? Like that, like you don't know any football guys, and then you get all of them on one night.
But let me tell you, last night, this is how I know I was enjoying election coverage.
Yeah.
It's 10 o'clock, Keith. This is not typically how I do things.
No.
I'm not real big on snacking late night, okay? It's not me. I can't be doing that in my 40s.
Last night you were snacking.
Last night I go, hey, Kat, her mother-in-law was here this weekend.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait a minute. Where is this going?
Hey, Kat.
Like, good Lord.
Is this working for you?
Wow.
I don't know what John King's doing
say that a political coverage is like a natural aphrodisiac.
That's my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Made this big deal.
A lot of babies coming out.
Yeah. Nine months from now, so many babies. Yeah. That was a hot and horny night. And so, no, my mother-in-law was here this weekend. She had a hankering for sour cream and onion potato chips. Just a hankering. But she never ate it.
She was high as hell.
Pregnant?
No, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, something's
up. But Jane wanted her sour cream and onion chips. She didn't eat them. I go, hey, Kat,
where are those sour cream and onions?
Where are those things at?
Mm-hmm.
Pop those open. Next thing I know.
Whole bag.
Not quite the whole bag.
Okay.
Because I had enough self-respect to not eat an entire bag of chips.
Got it.
But I looked down and I'm like.
Close.
Pretty much crumbs.
Close.
Pretty much crumbs. And next thing, I was just snacking.
Yep.
Same. Snacking, flipping around, snacking.
I had a tremendous amount of pretzels. I'm not even like a big pretzel guy. I ate a whole bag of pretzels. Yeah. No, half a bag of pretzels.
Nice.
And then chasing it down with a few beers.
Restraint.
Yeah, a few brew dogs. That's what goes well with the pretzels.
I had a couple brew dogs last night.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. I'm an adult.
Yeah.
No big deal. I did my civic duty. I went and voted. Oh, funny story.
No, you voted early.
I actually voted early.
I like to vote on election day.
So my wife voted yesterday,
same.
On election day. And she was like, so funny thing happened to me. She's like, I went to...
I was intimidating some voters.
Yeah. I was just out there screaming at people.
Yeah. Funny thing is, me and all my pals went over, and we were just kind of mean mugging everybody.
I did some destruction to the parking lot. I was like, good Lord. No, so she's like, she went early. She voted, and like, you know how you like seal it off, and then you put it in like the little like machine that looks like a printer or whatever. Did you have one of those?
You seal it off.
Yeah, no. You didn't put it in like an envelope?
No.
Who knows? Maybe our town's doing it backwards.
No, I did it early. Mine went into an envelope.
So for some reason, hers did too. And so anyway,
the other one's going to paper shredders. They make you believe this.
No, I was going to say they probably tossed it.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Trash. I was handing in my little bubbles, looking over my shoulder, going, yeah. I don't see how people vote. See how I voted on question three.
So apparently you put it in the machine, and then like a little green light goes on, and then you can leave.
Uh-huh.
But she didn't know that, and so the guy put his hand up to stop her because she was walking past him, and she high-fived the guy. She thought he was just like, you know, people get excited about voting or whatever.
Yeah,
so
He's like, Big Day America.
He's like, hold on. She's like, yeah. And then he's like, what? And she's like, oh, sorry. He's like, no, you need to wait until the thing. And then she's like, oh, what a start.
What is it with you guys and your handshakes and high fives?
Yeah. Wrist.
What's up with you guys?
I shook one wrist one time.
That's worse.
No, that's worse. You think that
the high five is way worse than shaking
the high five when the guy's not asking for a high five, he's just trying to stop her. And she's like, bang. Like, yeah, America.
Put her there.
He's like,
slap me a little skin there.
He's like, no, it's going to be a long day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, the first person voting this morning, just give me a high five on the way out the door.
It's so stupid. How are we still tabulating votes on paper? That's stupid.
I was saying the same thing, and I guess you're...
So dumb. People are worried.
Are you worried about hackers?
Yes. I do, and maybe that's a valid thing, whatever. That's another debate for
another time. Did you ever see the movie Hackers?
I did.
That was ahead of its curve,
wasn't
it?
It's so stupid, though. We're circling dots in 2024.
Yep.
And putting them into a machine.
And then waiting patiently for everybody to count them.
You circled it. Your votes did not count.
Yeah.
Fill in the circle. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry. Good point. Fill in the bubble.
It's like the SATs.
And so, but it's like you jam it into a machine that has the technology of the robot in Rocky.
Yep.
And it's like, you're like,
here comes Johnny Five. Yeah, the votes.
How are we still voting this way? It makes no sense.
Don't know.
And then,
I don't really get it.
Then it's like, they're rushing out ballots. I read Massachusetts was rushing out ballots. For what? Rushing out ballots last second. Pennsylvania has their polls open until 10 o'clock at night. It's a ridiculous way to go about it. But I like voting. I like voting on the day. I do like that.
Yeah, I guess. I also like there's zero line when I went on whatever day.
If there was like an hour or 2 hours, Arizona, they're like 2 hours.
2 hours? I'm like, what?
Look.
Yeah.
I would exercise my right to not vote on that one. If it was a 2 hour wait.
Yeah.
No chance.
Well, we were talking
about chance
with Greg during the break about the Larry David Curb episode where he's waiting outside the line and he's voting for one guy, the guy next to him's voting for the other guy. He's like, well, we can both just leave. Yeah, we just cancel each other out anyway.
Yeah, like, those are worthless votes.
Yeah. Anybody here? Who are you voting for? You want to just leave? Like, okay, done. Now you miss out on voting for all the other stuff, I suppose.
Yeah, the down ballot stuff.
Down ballot stuff.
I mean,
stuff.
Let's face it, presidential election in Massachusetts, not very, your vote really didn't matter, no offense. But
no
down ballot stuff could matter. Yeah, yeah.
No shrooms.
I voted against the shrooms.
You voted against the shrooms?
I voted against the shrooms.
Why?
Because I don't.
Prude?
Yeah, exactly.
Voted against the shrooms?
Yeah, I was on the winning side, just FYI.
They're not going to make you take them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is for other people to enjoy them.
Yeah.
Did you not listen to Elijah Dushku when she was on the...
I listened to her. I didn't agree with her, but yes, I listened to her.
Seems very non-Vermont of you.
Yeah. Seriously, Vermont. I mean,
not a Vermonty Vermonter.
He's trying to corner the market up there. Keep him in Vermont.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to just do some shrooms, watch a little Wizard of Oz?
I don't.
No? Pink Floyd?
You've never taken any shrooms, right?
No, I haven't.
I've missed...
No, of course not.
There's a few things in life I've missed the window on.
Mushrooms?
Drugs? I'm not a drug guy.
You could be a drug guy now.
No, I don't think so.
You could.
I think I've missed the window.
I don't think there's any time too late to start.
I think there is. I think you're not a drug guy until your 40s. All of a sudden you're a drug guy. That's not for me.
I bet you could find some examples.
I also think I missed the window on Vegas. Never gone to Vegas.
So same. I went last year for the first time ever with two of my buds. Dude's weekend.
How old? 39?
We did mushrooms. we were all
39 or 40.
Yeah, we were all turning 40 that year. So it was like a kind of like a little get together. Yeah, the three of us. Just like a weekend getaway.
That's one where I go. I miss my window. I'm out. I'm out on Vegas. I missed my window.
I think you
window.
Could do it. Oh,
I'm out on drugs.
I think you could do it.
Yeah.
It was fun. The thing is, it's lost a little bit of its luster because, like, we were sitting in the sports book and we were, like, betting college football all day. And you're like, hey,
now,
this is great. And
I'm
like,
apps.
I can also do this at my house.
Yeah, right.
For much cheaper.
I just do this on my couch.
I do it all the time. I lose hams hand over fist.
I lost some hams on the Bruins last night.
Why would you bet on the Bruins?
Matthews was out.
Okay.
But I go, Austin Matthews out. They always beat this
stupid
team.
You're the one telling me they're tuning out their coach, and now you're putting hams down on the Bruins?
It's not the most consistent thing in the world. I'm not going to lie.
It's outrageous.
But they were plus money. It was plus 105. I said, buying opportunity.
I can't believe you were anti-shrooms.
Yeah, voted it down.
It actually lost pretty good, right? Was it 59, 60%?
Yeah.
You weren't alone.
I don't need people running around like Chandler Jones howling at the moon in the middle of the day. Like, I'm just trying to get my coffee at
that
Dunk's.
That was synthetic weed. That wasn't even...
I'm trying to get my coffee at Dunk's, guy. Like, yeah. I don't need you tripping out in front of me.
Well,
like,
now
sorry.
It's
going
to lead
don't,
to the next
don't
thing.
Don't need it.
There's going to be something else.
Do it on your own time.
Nick and Billy, not to get political here, but were you guys shrooms? Yes or no?
I was pro-shrooms.
Pro-shrooms. Oh. Nick?
I read it, and I was pro-shrooms because they said it was in like a... You had to be licensed in a licensed place to do it, and I was running around.
See?
Mm-hmm.
This show is still pro shrooms, despite what Jones thinks.
I've been outvoted. It's a gateway to just shrooms ever. It's just shrooms everywhere. Growing them.
Yep.
Taking them.
Whatever you want to do.
Micro dosing.
Yep.
Macro dosing. You know.
People putting them on their pizza.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. I don't need it. Don't care for it. Don't need it. Voted it down.
I didn't like mushrooms as a kid. Now I love them.
I love them. I love mushrooms.
Mushrooms are great. Yeah.
Not trying to. Trip.
Not you.
Not trying to trip on them. I love eating the mushrooms.
Just have a nice time. Listen to a little Pink Floyd. I don't know what you do with it. I couldn't really speak to it. I just thought, like,
you need a don't you need a buddy?
Way?
You need a buddy, don't you?
I think you need a babysitter.
A guide.
I think you need a babysitter, and I think you need to, like, just kind of hang out in one place.
Maybe just have a sit, which I don't do well.
This is supposed
this
to go outside.
Saying. If you need a buddy and a safe space,
yeah,
just to take this.
Dude, people are doing weird stuff anyway. Let them live their life.
No, but I'm saying for me. I've missed my window.
I think you read it as if they were going to force you to take them. They're not going to do that.
They're going to show up in your mailbox.
Yeah, like, dude, take them. No. It's Tuesday, Jones. Have your mushrooms.
People are already taking them. I don't understand what changed. So I'm not opening up the gateway anymore. People are already taking them.
But they shouldn't be arrested for it. You think they should be arrested for shrooms?
Eh.
I feel like we've kind of advanced as a society. Weed used to be illegal.
Uh-huh.
It's not anymore. Shrooms.
There's
next
a
one.
There's
you
a
wanna
smack.
Get high?
There's a line somewhere.
Smack.
There's
crack.
A line somewhere. I don't quite know where it is, but there's a line somewhere.
Yeah, we'll find it.
Yeah,
we'll find it somewhere. But yeah, that was a big one.
What about first time? Maybe this is good social media content. First time taking shrooms. Pop that on social media.
That'd be good. Yeah. At Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram.
We need a buddy.
Yeah. Well, we could, but you kind of stood in the way of this. We're not going to do it now.
It's
illegal.
No,
he could be the sober sister.
Yeah, now we're like the bad boys. I would be. I could do that.
Yeah.
But we'd be like the, you know, bad boys breaking the law.
Oh, you see those guys
breaking
doing
the
shrooms?
Law, breaking the law.
It's just us, like, our heads are spinning.
Just sitting in a room staring at the wall.
Like, oh, that's good stuff,
those
guys.
Those guys that look like they're having a great time.
Yeah, that's good content there, guys. And they just crap your pants. You're like, you're like, oh.
Like, we go in the conference room, like, set up a PS5 and just, like, see what happens.
I would, we'd play some games.
Yeah. I showed up.
Fall Guys for a while.
This shows how plugged in I am on the news. I was one of the districts that had a sixth question yesterday. I showed up. I go, what is this?
Sixth question?
I go, what the heck is this thing?
Must be nice. Just had the five basic ones for me.
Something about universal health care. I'm going to be honest. I panicked on that one. That was a bit of a panic.
Yeah, do that. A double take.
Study up on that
I was not ready for question six. I go, I thought there were only five on this.
It's
like your teacher throws you a pop quiz.
Oh, yeah.
Or like a bonus question or something. I'm like, I wasn't ready for this.
The lady was like, this is 2 pages. I'm like, 2 pages? Like, names on one side, questions on the other.
I try to be somewhat informed. I'm not like, you know, the most plugged in, but I try to be somewhat informed. Question six caught me off guard. Yesterday.
Was there a worse feeling?
The cheat sheet on the bottom helps amazingly.
Yeah, I read that one a lot.
I'm going to skip over this two-paragraph run and be like, yes means, no means.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't read the whole paragraph.
No.
But there were kids next to me with their, you know, parent, mother, father. I couldn't see who was voting on the other side. Yeah. The kids were, like, looking at me. They're like, he's been here a while. I'm like, I'm hung up on six.
Just double check it. What'd you have for six? You're like looking over to that guy. What'd you have? Are you cheating off of me?
You're asking people what they did when they're walking out, getting a poll.
Are you cheating off of me right now? What'd you put for six?
Just tell me.
What'd you put for six? What does it mean?
A or B.
What does six mean?
Yes or no.
Like, we're not taking a test, dude. There's no teacher
the
here.
Wire an end. Just slip me a paper.
There was no worse feeling in high school or college when you'd get a test and there'd be multiple questions where you're like, I don't know what any of that means. And they're like, answer this one. And then especially when it like wasn't multiple choice and it's like with like for two or three sentences, like answer this. And you're like, I don't know what that means. I don't know what they're asking.
It just, and
I don't know where to go with this.
Only you and the teacher are going to know how much of a dumbass you are, but you both know. And like, you go, man, damn it.
You're like,
A, pick B, pick C, or pick B and C are correct, or A and D are correct.
Oh, well, we had a payola plugola question at the old station I worked at, and that was one of those where it was like, it's A through E, but it could be up to three of them are right. And you're like, what the hell is this? It's multiple, it should be one. Multiple choice.
Yeah, right. You can't be all of these or like half of these. Then sometimes the trick is like it's every single one of them.
Yeah, you're
check
what
them
is this?
None of the above, all the above, or B and C.
Yeah. I'm like, that's not fair. That is not what I was asked about.
If you're going to do multiple choice. Don't do whatever that is. That's obnoxious.
All right, so that's election coverage by Jones and Keefe. I feel like it was pretty good insight. Very
good breakdown by us.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you want to respond.
Don't high five the guy on your way out of the voting booth. Jones is anti-shrooms.
And make sure
and the coverage.
Yeah. Oh, man, make sure you just read about all the questions on the ballot. Sometimes there's a sneaky extra one, depending on where you live.
Watch Jones is the only one in the state that had that question six. Like, oh, how'd that ballot get in there? Was it answering the other questions?
It's also, it is truly the best
question
night.
Six passes with one vote.
Yeah.
1-0, Jones. No, I think it's a huge night in touchscreen. Like it's the most important touchscreen night of the year.
I'd rank them King, Kornacki, and Billboard. Those are the only really three boards I watched a lot of. That's how I would rank them.
No, King was good with the board.
Bill's got 4 years to figure that out for next time.
He's still piecing it together.
He's got to work on that. 617-779-7937. Your thoughts on the Patriots and the trade deadline yesterday? I'd like to take thoughts on that after I think award winning election coverage here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. So, Would You Rather Wednesday, Keefe?
Yes, it is.
Trump or Harris? Would you rather?
Would you rather? If you could do it all over again, who would you vote for?
Shrooms, yes.
Maybe
or no.
You missed your chance to vote.
Vote with us. So we'll do at 11:20. It's also a Celtics Wednesday. Very interesting Celtics game tonight at the Garden. We're going to talk to Terp at 11:45. But let's get into the Patriots and the trade deadline. They did nothing. How do you feel about it? That's right after Trending with Billy Laney.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.